afternoon. This is Ketchel Cook, and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. You may lie awake at night wondering how on Earth, or on Mars, we will manage to perform extraterrestrial surgery. The one that always gets me is toothache. What to do if you're on the International Space Station and get a tooth abscess that needs a root canal? I guess you just have to get your fellow astronaut to pull the tooth, but then all the blood will shower around the place, floating in large gobbets inside the cabin. Oh dear, to make matters more gory, how about full-on abdominal surgery? Well, the boffins have thought about this. They reckon that for a crew of 7 people, there will be an average of 1 surgical emergency every 2.5 years. So if you're going to Mars, which could take months, and it is 54.5 million kilometres away from Earth when closest, such as, by the way, was last month when 3 missions were launched to Mars. Well, what to do? On the International Space Station, you can stabilise the patient and transport them quickly back to Earth, aided by instant telecommunications. But on a longer mission, say to Mars, and what are the likely emergencies? The main causes include injury, appendicitis, gallbladder inflammation, or cancer, and the latter is more likely given the radiation the astronaut is exposed to. We already know that space travel changes astronauts' cells, blood pressure regulation, and heart performance. It also affects the body's fluid distribution and weakens its bones and muscles. Space travellers may also more easily develop infections. So in terms of fitness for surgery, an injured or unwell astronaut will be already at a physiological disadvantage. Surgery in microgravity is possible, and you may be surprised to hear has already been carried out, albeit not on humans yet. For example, astronauts have managed to repair rat tails and perform laparoscopy, a minimally invasive surgical procedure used to examine and repair the organs inside the abdomen, but on animals while in microgravity, not on humans yet. A laparoscopy was recently carried out on fake abdomens during a parabolic zero-gravity flight, with surgeons successfully stemming traumatic bleeding. Bodily fluids will also behave differently in space and on Mars. The blood in our veins may stick to instruments because of surface tension. Floating droplets may also form streams that could restrict the surgeon's view, which is not ideal. Also suboptimal is that intestines float without gravity to keep them well behaved and tucked into their proper places. So surgeons will have to contend with errant guts as well. Well, science fiction would have it that there would be surgical robots and advanced life support, and perhaps that is where we are headed. 3D printing of tools and coaching astronauts through surgical procedures is what they would have to rely on. And robotic surgery has already been carried out successfully here on Earth, so we're not so far away from the science fiction already. Anyhow, the real prize would be to select healthy astronauts in the first place and keep them that way. One of the problems in a long space mission is what to feed them to keep them healthy. Industrialized food systems are optimized for a single goal, growing the maximum amount of food for the least amount of money. But when room and supplies are limited, like during space travel, you need to optimize for a different set of goals. So what's the best food to grow in space for astronauts? Well, perhaps it's duckweed. Yes, duckweed. Don't take it from me. It is all there on space.com. Not only is duckweed full of micronutrients and is extremely protein dense, but it's also one of the fastest growing plants on Earth. Did you know that? Plus, duckweed provides an important antioxidant that only usually grows under extremely bright lights, but the humble duckweed will deliver in any old low light condition. And duckweed is full of zeaxanthin and lutein, which have been shown to fight radiation damage as well as eye disease, another common health problem that astronauts experience. So good old duckweed may save our future astronauts from having to go under a knife controlled by a robot or one of your astronaut chums who is not a surgeon. But these are things we thankfully don't have to worry about here on Terra Firma. And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies. FMR 101.3.